This is the Troy Trojans locker room chat for the final time here in the 2021 football season with head coach Derek Jasper. Johnny Kane here with you. And last week, the Trojans, a really good victory at home, 46-21 over Horton, a game where the Trojans led 40-0 at halftime. So, coach, a really good bounce-back win for your guys. You had the tough loss to Jeff County North, but you bounced back in a big way against Horton. So, overall, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, we got off to a little bit of a slow start with some penalties and didn't score on our first drive, but then scored on every drive after that, six straight drives right before half. And defense did a good job, forced a lot of three and outs. I tell you, I was impressed with Horton, the way that their kids fought and played hard. You know, I know they're on a long game, a long losing streak, but I was impressed with the way they competed against us, even in the first half when we got to off to the big lead. And then they, you know, scored on our JV three times in the second half, and our JV got one on them. So it was good to get all those kids in, good to get our starters out, and give them some rest in the second half. But passing game was real good, threw for over 300 yards and six touchdowns in the first half. So some people had some big games and some big plays. I think we had nine plays over 20 yards on offense. So pretty explosive game for us there, and got the running game going a little bit. I think we had 80 yards rushing, which would be a season high for us. So some good things there. And then I thought the defense tackled well, and their quarterback is a big, strong fella, and I thought we did a good job of tackling him.
Yeah, and you talk about the passing game going a little bit. I know Cam Anderson a couple of weeks ago didn't have a great game, but really the last 2 weeks against Jeff County North and then last week against Horton, pretty good. Do you feel like he's kind of figured it out since that Valley Heights game?
Yeah, he's becoming a playmaker. He's been really good those last two games. And, you know, we told him he wasn't very good against Valley Heights, and I think he knew that. So two great games in a row. Don't think we gave up a sack in either one of those games. So a little bit of a credit to our offensive line, a little bit of new pass protection scheme that's helped us a little bit. And he's running around and trying to make some plays, which is what we wanted to do, and hopefully he can continue to do that on into the playoffs here.
And talking about the playoffs, you'll open up on the road coming up this week at Uniontown. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Derek Jasper, brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And coach, you look ahead to this week. You'll open up the Class 1A playoffs on the road at Uniontown. Uniontown, they are a team that's been kind of up and down this year despite them being able to host a game here coming up in the opening week of the playoffs. What do you just know about Uniontown overall?
Well, we made this same trip last year in that same week 9 game, and boy, I thought we had a chance to win last year, and we went down there, and they just slapped us silly, beat us 51-14. So a little bit of redemption on our minds again. I think we have an excellent chance to win the game. We're dealing with some injuries and sickness right now, but we just have to be ready to go, and next man has to step up if we have to fill in for some people, because this is certainly a winnable game this time. And, you know, we've got a long trip, close to a three-hour trip, but we got to go down there and definitely stop the run. They're kind of a run-heavy oriented team, going to run it right at us between the tackles. And for most people know, that's kind of our kryptonite, kind of our weakness. You know, people just line up and run it right down our throats. It's been kind of a weakness for our defense this year, but hopefully we've got our scheme ready to go and we tackle well that night and can kind of hold them down. We need to definitely put some points on the board again. I think we can do that with a little bit of mix and run and pass against this team. So hopefully we'll play well.
Yeah, talking about Uniontown and them being kind of a run-heavy team, do you kind of compare them to kind of a Valley Heights type of a team that's really going to line up across from me and just say, this is what we're going to do, you have to stop it?
Yeah, I kind of do. And a lot of those teams, even though, you know, like Centralia, single wing, you know, you've got to just line up, be physical in the trenches. Our D-line's a little bit undersized, but we got some good players there. They just need to really play physical. Uniontown's really big across the board on both lines. You have 310, 285, 265. So some really big boys that we're going to have to line up and play physical with. Hopefully we can do a little bit better job against these guys than we have against some of those other run-heavy teams.
And overall, coach, this is going to be the final time we'll talk here with regularity on this season. Hopefully if you guys continue to win, we'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks. But I just want to get your overall thoughts here as a regular season wrapped up last week, just on the senior class and this year overall. What have just been your thoughts on this year in 2021?
Well, we have 5 seniors, and, you know, I told those kids we had our senior night Friday against Horton. Told those kids, you know, hey, we've had some ups and downs along the way here, but, man, I just respect anybody that can stay out for high school football for 4 years and go through all the practices, go through all the summer workouts and summer weights. That, you know, it's just admirable that we have kids in today's society that would do that, because I tell the kids every year, you know, hey, it's easy to go home at 3:25, lay on the couch, snack, play video games, whatever, but You know, we need people in small schools that are willing to come to practice and be out for sports and participate in football. So really respect them for that. We're going to miss those guys big time. They've kind of got us hopefully on a turnaround season this year. We've had a couple of 2-7s in a row. We're sitting at 4-4 right now. We gave up so many games where we got beat by 20 and 30 last year, and we were being really competitive even in our losses this year. So hopefully this is kind of the turnaround season for us, and I'll always respect those guys for that.
Well, Coach, certainly look forward to seeing what your guys can do here in the playoffs, beginning with Uniontown coming up on Friday. So wish you the best of luck. But, Coach, thank you so much for all the time you've taken out this year. We really do appreciate it all, and good luck on Friday.
You bet, Johnny, and thanks for all your coverage this year. Appreciate it.
Of course, Coach. Thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our locker room chat for the final time here in 2021. It's been brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats here on KNZA.